This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. Thank you for joining me. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. Lord God, I just praise you today. Thank you for another day. God, you've been so good to us. You've been so good to me. I exalt you today with all that I do. Lord, we praise you today, worship you, the one true God. We worship you in Jesus' name by the Spirit. God, Lord God, speak to us today through your word now. Lead us and guide us. Fill us with your Spirit. Speak to us through your word. Equip us here. Lord, we come to you for wisdom and knowledge today. Help us to know you better. Speak your revelation knowledge to us today. Lord God, I pray for all these listeners here today. I pray for everyone who's tuned in here today. God, I pray that you'd set people on fire for you and for your word. Infect people with the truth and send them out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. This is WGOD Radio. We take 15 minutes a day to look at the truth of the Word of God. We let God speak. We let and see where the Holy Spirit is going to lead each and every program here. And He's going to shine the light on some particular truth. We're in Revelation chapter 10. And here in the meantime, I thank you for having us tuned in here today. Here coming up this weekend at Island Community Church, I'm preaching out of the book of James. This will be the second one, the second sermon out of this series. Last week's was really an introduction to James, and then we're barely through an introduction where he hits us with this seemingly preposterous statement, at least on our own. It is to consider it pure joy, my brothers, when you fall. That is, when you fall into various trials, knowing the testing of your faith develops or produces endurance. That's where we looked at last week. That sermon is available if you go to our Facebook page, WGOD Radio. You'll see the link on there for that. The link on that page for the sermons from Island Community Church, Sunday morning, Sunday evening. I've been taping that as well. We've started a new series through the parables last Sunday. We looked at the parable of the soils 2 weeks ago, the wheat and the tares last week. They're all up there. Let me encourage you to get involved in the Word of God and make this the central part of your life. And I promise you, you'll hear from God day in and day out when you are tuned into His frequency. And that's what we do here at this radio program this week, Sunday morning, 10:30. We're continuing in the book of James, and we're looking at the dangers of sin. That sin, when it's conceived, the Bible says conceived is like a baby or a woman with child. Sin, when it's conceived, bringeth forth death. That's what we're looking at this Sunday morning. Island Community Church, Sunday morning at 10:30. Now, in the meantime, we are in Revelation chapter 10. Now we're looking at this mighty angel which came down from heaven, having a scroll in his hand. He says he was a mighty angel. We look at the description of him. He said he was clothed with a cloud. He's got a rainbow on his head. His face shone like the sun. and his feet like pillars of fire. Now, some people think that this was the Lord Jesus Christ, and I don't agree with that because the Bible tells us he's an angel. It says he's an angel, and unless if you're a Jehovah's Witness, you know that he's not an angel. If you're a Jehovah's Witnesses, then you're wrong, friend, because he's not an angel. He's not Michael an angel. He made the angels. He's not an angel. He's the Son of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is God. Thomas called him as much, my Lord and my God. And he bowed a knee to him and worshiped him because Jesus Christ is God. He's the Son of God, and he's yet God. I know it's an English teacher's nightmare, but he is God. He's proved himself as God. He said he was God. He said, ego eimi. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Called himself God. That's why the Jews picked up stones to throw at him, because he called himself God. So this is an angel. It's not God. Now let's pick it up here in verse 8. Now the voice which I heard from heaven was speaking with me again and saying, go and take the little scroll which was open in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land. All right, now he's getting John involved in this. He was just an innocent bystander here, standing by there with his notepad and his big pen, and he was just writing all this stuff down. Interestingly, too, he was told not to write down the voice of the seven thunders, and what that was, we just do not know. I do not know. I can't even guess to speculate what it was. He's been writing down everything he's heard up until that, up until these seven thunders spoke whatever they spoke. He was told, no, you can't write that down. That was verse 4. It said, when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up the things which the seven thunders have spoken and do not write them. So we don't know what it is. Anyone who would tell you what that is pure speculation. It's their own imagination. We don't know what it is. Some things just aren't meant to know. If it was meant to know, he would have wrote it down like everything else that he wrote down. He would have wrote this if it was meant for you to know what it is. And we don't know. Okay, now go take the little scroll which was open in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land. So I went to the angel. Now this is verse 9, Revelation chapter 10, verse 9. I went to the angel saying to him to give to me the little scroll. And he said to me, take it and eat it, and it'll make your stomach bitter, but it shall be as sweet as honey in your mouth. Then I took the scroll out of the angel's hand and I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. And when I ate it, my stomach was made bitter. Wow, now this sounds exactly the same thing that happened to Ezekiel the prophet. This was known as Ezekiel's scroll of woe. Let's turn there real quick. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 8. Here it says, but thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like the rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me, and lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me, and it was written within and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mourning and woe. That's how this got this name, Ezekiel's scroll of woe. It's funny. It's the same thing that happened to Ezekiel is now happening to John as well. Now, the last verse here in chapter 10, verse 11. And he said to me, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. Same as Ezekiel. So just how this 90-year-old man was able to accomplish that, I do not know. I would say that 200 years later, right here in this book, he is still accomplishing this. So this is why some people think that the book of Revelation was written around 68 AD prior to the burning of the temple and the fall of Jerusalem. But I say to that, no, How he's going to do that, he's still doing it here through this word, I guess, is the answer to that. Where it says here, now remember, when John wrote this, he was 90-something years old. This was supposedly around the year 96 AD. Now remember, Jesus died around, all depending on what the calendar, if it's right or wrong, was either 29 AD or 33 AD. Let's say that John was 20 years old. Now we're in 96 AD, 60 years later. See, John's getting up there in age. So what did he mean when he said, you must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings? Now that's the end of chapter 10. Perhaps he meant that John was going to be one of the two witnesses that we're looking at here. Again, let me turn there now at the end of chapter 10 and the first verse of chapter 11. Now, chapter 10, verse 11, and he said to me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples, nations, and tongues, and kings. Chapter 11, verse 1, and there was given to me a rod, like unto a rod, and angels stood, saying, rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is outside the temple, leave out, measure it not, for it's been given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall they tread underfoot for 42 months. Now that's where we're going to pick up in our next program. We're going to get to chapter 11 here. We're going to start right at chapter 11, verse 1, and the two witnesses. I'm just trying to get to the bottom of this mystery, and that is, how could this 90-year-old guy still fulfill this verse? You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings. That's chapter 10, verse 11. I really don't have the answer to that, other than maybe it's talking about the book of Revelation, indeed, which has prophesied to all peoples, nations, tongues, and kings, and still is prophesying about it. And what's the prophecy saying to you? It's saying all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's what it's saying. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ here today is what he's saying. I'll tell you what else it says. It says, yet once more I'll shake not only the heavens, but the earth as well, so that which may not be shaken may remain. And that needs to be your faith. We're at a time. We're going to pick it up here at the two witnesses in our next program here, Revelation chapter 11. You're listening to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at WGODontheair.net. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
In compassion now, blot out my transgressions now. Wash me, man.